Kishom de Kitra B'maya Ahadukim Hedik. We just said Shum de Kitra Ahadukim. The worst Mayim Tegel. The Bar says Mishum de Kitra Ahadukim Hedik. Because the knot could get very tight. Like who says it's talking about a loose knot? Knot? No, we have to be afraid. Like maybe a loose knot will become very tight. So by a knot there, we have to be afraid very much that it'll become too tight and it'll stop the water from getting through. But by the ratio, we have just one kli instead of another kli. Usually what happens is when you put it into the mikvah, the water picks it up, like it starts to float. So even though it's a heavy kli, when the water starts to get inside it, with the water makes the top kli float above. So there's no real pressure of the top kli on the bottom kli. So I would have thought there is no shiloh katzitza. However, ratio the mayim, when the water gets in there, in between the two kelim, it makes it float, it picks it up a little bit, lamona, the top kli. So lehevi katzitza, I would have thought there, for sure there's no problem about a katzitza tzricha. Therefore, I need both cases, both the ratio and the sefer of the Mishnah, both have to say hilchos katzitza. That by kotchim, we have these two type of chumras. We're afraid by kotchim for the knot, and we're afraid by the weight of the kli also. So therefore, that could be pshat in the ratio also, both the same thing. Where it says Rabbi Loi, now the more says now Rabbi Loi the timely. Rabbi Loi that says the time of the ratio of this one kli inside the other kli is that the shnat be a chatzitzi goes according to his own time. Rashi says Rabbi Loi the yuki time of the ratio mishum chatzitzo the time he goes according to his own shittas. Rashi diyomar esa milo shomakan. Rabbi Loi says the klal that in our Mishnah it says 10 miles, 10 chum is the rabbanon here. Elu shebein truma lakodesh. There's only 10 differences. The Anan, really, if you count everyone in the Mishnah, you're Aleph to Nan Bay. Our Mishnah says 11 differences. So what's the Pshat? Halahani Tati, the Chad, the time of Chash Lukachada. Okay, below it's very good. The time of the first Chumrah, and the time of later the Nats, and the time of one Kli, and so the other Kli is the same reason. The both Mishun Chatzitzos, so he counts them both like one difference, and therefore instead of 11, you only have 10. So Amashe Beloi comes out very good. More says, Rabbi Loi the timing. To Yomer Rabbi Loi, Yomer Rabbi Chanina. Bar Papa, Esa Milo Shonokan. You know, in our Mishnah it only says 10 chumris, that there's 10 differences between Shrum and Kachim. Chomish Rishonos is Bein Lakodesh, Bein Lachulu Shinas Vataras Akodesh. The first 5 chumris that it says Kachim has over Truma doesn't have to be real Kachim, like the meat of an animal. It could even be regular chulin, but if you eat it, you have a chumra that's chulin shenas vataras hakodesh. Someone accepts upon himself to be makvetit, even as chulin, with the same type of a kedusha of tairam that you have to have for kachim. So someone has this chumra, even as chulin has the dinim also. The first 5. So if you have your kli, 2 kelim, you want to be tevil, you can't put one inside the other one. Even though you're not really going to eat kachim, you're only going to eat chulin that was nas vataras hakodesh. That has these chumras for these halakha, the first 5. But achreinis, the last 5, la kodesh, only has the real kachim. Avolor lechulu shenas vataras hakodesh. But not stam regular bread, regular food, just on yom kabbal upon yourself to be noy kaira, treat it as if it's kachim. Like you're a kohen that eats a lot of kachim, so you want to be used to keeping yourself Torah and the food Torah, so you make up a kabbalah, even the regular food you eat, you'll also eat with taras hakodesh. Such a type of halach, even though it has chumras, you have to be nice like kachim, but the last 5 things you don't have. Now why not? What's the difference? So what says my timer? Chomish kemaisa, diyistlu, dror, the tumim, the raisa, the first 5 chumras, that would really afraid, maybe it's still tumim, the raisa, like kli, but kli. We're talking about there, the tail kalim, what tumim, the raisa, a sheretz touched the kalim. So they were tumim, the raisa. Our chash is now that you're putting one inside the other one, maybe the weight of the top one would weigh down on the bottom one, and there'll be a real chatzitza. Now, if that's true, if it really will be a chatzitza, it'll be tumim v'diraisa. So since there's a sofik, a chash, and a tumim v'diraisa, therefore gozel be'rabonin bein la'kodesh, bein la'chulin shenas v'taras ha'kodesh. If it's a real chash that maybe will be possible v'diraisa, then the chum applies even to your regular chulin, your regular food that this kohen is eating in his house, that he accepted upon himself, tivit, with the same amount of tire as kochim, he has to be knowing that chumrah on this food also. Because it's a chashash diraisa. The Rashi says, Roro the tumma diraisa. Chashash tumma diraisa. Kli b'ter kli. Because if there's really a chatzitza midiraisa, if it would really stop the water from getting there, it would remain tamei midiraisa. So as a chashash midiraisa, you have to be machmirim for yechulin shenasa teraz hakodesh. The akurayim v'toich af agab de v'kelim shenitma achura b'mashkin tumud rabboni. Even though the chur, that second chur we had, that if you have three different ways of using the clear, the inside, the outside, and the hole inside it, we said each one has its own tumra. And for kodshim, it all has one din, even though we're talking about it was only mekabel tumim with rabbonim, askinan, miyu, hod yomer rabbonim, mashkin tumeyim, kli, that the rabbonim said that any water that's tumey could be metama kli, mishum gzeira de mashkin zav zavu. The reason why mashkin, water that's tumey, even if it's a rishon or a sheni, it could be metama kelim, it's a gzeira, that water up to the mashkin of a zav or a zavu. Hagoin reikoi, humeine raglov. The whole gzera was, maybe you come to be named the same halachas with the spit of a zav, or the main eraglim of a zav, which those things are av hatumis. V'hani metam kli midiraisa. If the spit of a zav goes on a kli, it's metam of the kli midiraisa. Uvetum of the iraisa, ein chilek b'kli shatov ben achurayim matoichoy, shebechol mokem shetum un agazbo nitmas kuloi. And by regular kli midiraisa, there's no difference. Wherever the spit of the zav goes on the kli, it's metam of the whole kli. Whether it goes on the inside of the kli, whether it goes on the outside of the kli, the whole thing is tummy. So even though we're talking about mashkin, that's only tummy with the rabbonon, but it's exero auto the reik of the zav, which is tummy with the raisa. So therefore, it passed to make exeros even by chulin shenas vataros hakodesh, because it has something to do with the raisa. The same thing, noisias a medrash nami, chashas tumu di raisik, before I speak Gemara. My soy is shenotlu mitzuas a sandal biyavr, chavis, big doi, chavis, that there the third chashash was, on one shoulder you're carrying a shoe that has tumu zav on it, medrash, tumu di raisa. On the other shoulder you're carrying a barrel of wine. So the other chashash is that maybe the shoelace will go flying inside the barrel and touch the kodesh. If it touches the kodesh, it's matami midi raisa. So there, there's a chash in the Uraisa, therefore we're marked but even by chulin shenaz atayros hakodesh. Vayetem big the yoch le truma medrus hakodesh shem me yosh v'leim mishtonida zos a chash in the Uraisa there. And that we say a kohen that only eats truma, his clothing is tamei for a kohen that eats kachim, because refrain maybe his wife when she was a nida sat on those clothing, and therefore it's tamei in the Uraisa. Chashash atum in the Uraisi, and kelim ani gemorim mishum tsnura di amoritz shem azavu. Same thing, a kli that even though it was finished, and now you're watching a betairah, it's no good for kachim, because we're afraid maybe the spit of an amoritz went on it, and the amoritz was had tumah zav on him. So again, there's a chash, maybe there's tumah midiraisa, so wherever we're afraid of tumah midiraisa, the rabbanan made the chumra both on kachim amish, and uadin on chulin, shenas vataras hakodesh. Versus vaitzah mashenkein bas raisa, but the last five, the last ludrora, the tumim of the raisa, there's no problem at all about a tumim of the raisa. They're totally only a chash of tumim of the rabbonans. They're only tumim of the rabbonans, nothing to do with the raisa. It's gozo bar rabbonan la kodesh. True, the rabbonan made these gzeres for mamish kachim. But lechulin, shenas, vataras, a kodesh la gozro. But for regular chulin, just the kohen wants to be makpetidin with the same much tyra that he's kachim with, this much of a chash rabbonah did not make on that type of a food. For that food, you don't have to be makbo with these last five gezeres. It's like gozru bu rabbon. Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi says a nukshat now. So far we have Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says the ratio of the two kelim, one inside the other, is mishum chatzitza. Rava says, now no. Rava ma mi de seif evi mishum chatzitza, I tell you reisha la mishum chatzitza. Like the way we started off. Mashma hilchas chatzitza starts later in the Mishnah, and the first din of the Mishnah of one kli inside another kli has nothing to do with chatzitza. Reisha ayno taimo, gzeiro shalo yatful machten vitzinoiros, the kli shein vetiv kishvura sanoit. We're afraid maybe you're going to have a kli that's maybe inside the mikvah, and you're going to put small needles that are tamei, you're going to want to be table them inside this kli, and you're going to put it inside the kli, even though the kli is in the mikvah, but the opening of the kli is very small. It's smaller, kishfaferas hanoi. That's the size of two fingers that go around like this, like a bottle cap. You have a Pepsi Cola bottle. We're afraid you put a Pepsi Cola bottle in the mikvah, so the opening is not wide enough for two fingers to go around. That's not called the chibur, the water inside with the water outside.
So you're not allowed to put now things inside it to be matiring them. Like Loshi, you have these small needles that are tummy. So you want to throw the needle inside this bottle, it won't be good. So that's the chash, that's the zera and the resha. That's why you can't put one kli inside another kli, even though the pot is very wide. And there it should be okay. But the zera, once you put something inside the other thing, maybe you come to put these small needles to neiros in a kli shein b'pid kishuras anayit. Rashi says, the kli shein kishuras anayit, v'yehi lav tfilu, that's not called the tfilu then, shein hamayim hanichnosum l'toychon chibla mea mikvah, because the water inside that we'll soon see the next din. It's not called a good chibur. But Mar said kiretnam, like we learned, irav mikvois. If you want a memarev two mikvahs, one next to another, like most of our mikvahs that we have now is we have one bar, the kosher mikvah, and then you have a pipe that connects it to the base that tefillah we're tovel in, and after we put in the new, fresh, clean water, then we make a chibur, we attach the two mikvahs together with the pipe. Now, how wide does that pipe have to be to connect the two mikvahs? Because it's not an ear of mikvahs, because it has to be wide enough, at least, because